It was Boston City gave me birth so many years ago. And my farmers came from Ireland, from Erin's in Mayo. And they placed aboard a ship to leave. I often heard them say, it was lovely sighing harbor at the sight of Lexar Bay. And now that I have come once more to dear old Erin's shore, to view ancestral homesteads in the parish of Kilmore, to see upon that summer's day. And lovely sighing harbor at the sight of Lexar Bay. I landed down in Ginnam's town, where I met people grand. I told them what had brought me back to dear old Ireland. They showed me where my people lived before they went away. Near lovely sighing harbor at the sight of Lexar Bay. I stood enchanted by the scenes that soon did reach my eyes. This lovely land my people left when they were forced to fly. The fields so green, the skies so blue upon that summer's day. And lovely sighing harbor at the sight of Lexar Bay. Now I'm going back to Boston town, but not there to abide. And I'll take home my family across the ocean wide. I'll spend when I come back to stay near lovely sighing harbor at the sight of Lexar Bay. Near lovely sighing harbor at the sight of Lexar Bay.
Just how you felt that day when you left from your home, and the ones you loved most hand in hand at the door cried as you walked away all alone. Godspeed you, darling, you take my heart with you. These words, they did strengthen his will, as Pat McNamara, with an ache in his heart, said goodbye to those County Clare hills. As the train left from Ennis with his hopes and dreams, as faith now had taken control, sitting there all alone, he clenched in his hand the suitcase he'd taken from home. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, setting out on his journey to make a new life far away from those County Clare hills. Here now in England, setting off to find work, on a train in the darkness of night, hoping soon he could send for young Bridget to come and sweet Annie, his darling young wife. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, setting out on his journey to make a new life far away from those County Clare hills. Bound for the Midlands, the train had pulled off. Out of the window he stared. People waved to each other, but Pat felt alone with a hunger he hardly could bear. It was still dead of night.
I'd make a sacrifice for you. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you. For you.
It's a good job I'm a strong man, for I'm sure beaten by your soft hand. I drink the poison from your sweet lips as I beg for mercy at your fingertips, 'cause there's somewhere that I wanna take you, take you, take you. Oh, pretty girl, won't you take this man? I'll rock your world any way I can. Oh, pretty girl, won't you take this man? Won't you take this man? Girl, we're just taking some time out. In a ride to somewhere way down south, we'll find ourselves under the sun, barefoot in the sand, and I'll watch you run, 'cause there's somewhere that I wanna take you, take you, take you. Oh, pretty girl, won't you take this man? On our freedom's highway, for this is our life, gonna live it our way. Yeah, there's somewhere that I wanna take you, take you, take you. Oh, pretty girl, won't you take this man? I'll rock your world any way I can. Oh, pretty girl, won't you take this man?
Ah, cracking stuff. There we go. The Tommy and Paddy's Pretty Girl, plus the latest release. A very good morning. How are you doing, listener? Hope you're well. And Fahy, hi to you. And hopefully love as well. Mark Nethery, hi to you, Mark. Hopefully that all is going well for today. Irish Radio it is on this Saturday. Hopefully your Saturday is going well. It's Barbie Day today. It's also Bang Clang Day. More about the historic Civil War battle that put wooden ships out of business. Genealogy Day. It's also It's Joe Franklin Day. It's American Paddlefish Day. Who knew? Crab Meat Day. Dishwasher Day. False Teeth Day. Get Over It Day. Heroes and Benefactors Day. Also Linda Day. Also Meatball Day. It's also Urban Ballroom Dancing Day and World Kidney Day. Who knew? Crack you on this. David Connor, brand new release of his, called The Entertainer.
I am the entertainer, and I know just where I stand. Another serenader and another long-haired band. Today I am your champion. I may have won your hearts, but I know the game, you forget my name. I won't be here in another year if I don't stay on the charts. I am the entertainer, and I've had to pay my price. The things I did not know at first, I learned by doing twice. Ah, but still they come to haunt me, and still they want their say. So I've learned to dance to the sound of the band, and I'll grab my neck and write him a check, and then they go their merry way. I bring to you my songs. I like to spend a day or two. I can't stay that long. Now I gotta meet expenses. I gotta stay in line. You gotta get those fees to the agencies. And I'd love to stay, but there's bills to pay, so I just don't have the time. I am the entertainer. I come to do my show. You've heard my latest record. It's been on the radio. It took me years to write it. They were the best years of my life. It was a beautiful song, but it ran too long. If you're gonna have a hit, you gotta make it fit. So they couldn't turn a 305. When I go on the stage, ah, you've seen me in the papers, I've been in the magazines. But if I go cold, I won't get sold. I get put in the back of the discount rack like another can of beans. I am the entertainer, and I know just where I stand. Another serenader and another long-haired band. Today I am your champion. I may have won your heart, forget my name. I won't be here in another year if I don't stay on the charts. But I know they gave me a forget my name. I won't be here in another year if I don't stay on the charts.
Ah, great stuff there. David Connor, brand new release. It's called The Entertainer. A very good morning to you. Hopefully that you're well. Brand new release. Good one it is. This is William George and Greg Donnelly. Brand new release. Apple Valley Mountain Girl.
She walked through the door like driven snow. Every man would say hello. They took turns to bum and blow about the Apple Valley Mountain Girl. Her hair was white as angel dust. One look at her and your heart would bust. Every man was full of lust for the Apple Valley Mountain Girl. She'd walk to the floor dressed to her knee, dance around to the sound of me. Everyone would stop to see the Apple Valley Mountain Girl. Her hair was white as angel dust. One look at her and your heart would bust. Every man was full of lust for the Apple Valley Mountain Girl. She'd draw you in with just one glance. Every man said, I've a chance. But she was there to sing and dance, the Apple Valley Mountain Girl. Her hair was white as angel dust. One look at her and your heart would bust. Every man was full of lust for the Apple Valley Mountain Girl.
is a girl you'll never own. Every night we'll lay it roam for the Apple Valley Mountain Girl. Her hair is white as angel dust, one look at her and your heart would bust. Every man was full of lust for the Apple Valley Mountain Girl. Her hair is white as angel dust, one look at her and your heart would bust. Every man was full of lust for the Apple Valley Mountain Girl. Girl, you'll never roam. Every night we'll lay it roam for the Apple Valley Mountain Girl.
Ah, Christ off. There we go. William George, Greg Donnelly. And that's their latest release, just hot off the presses. A very, very good morning. How you doing? I hope you're well. Hopefully all going good. Hi, Ger. Good to have you along today. Hopefully that all is going well for you. Today back in, I mentioned earlier on, it was Barbie Day. Well, today back in 1959, Barbie, the doll, made its debut at the American Toy Fair in New York. The doll was designed by Ruth Handler, introduced by the Mattel Toy Company. It cost $3 back in the day. Today back in 1916, several hundred Mexican guerrillas under the command of Francisco Pancho Villa crossed the U.S.-Mexican border and attacked the small border town of Columbus, New Mexico. Additionally, the center of the town was burned. Villa was also influential in various attacks made during the Mexican Revolution. Today back in 1920, Allied forces of World War One, France, Belgium and Britain moved into three major German cities. The cities entered into by those Allied forces included Dusseldorf, Duisburg and Rohrhardt. And today in 1933 in the US, it was during the Great Depression, President Franklin Roosevelt submits the Emergency Banking Act to Congress to ease the run on small banks, causing them to go into bankruptcy. Just some of the things that happened from today back in the day. Very good morning to Moya Loftus. Moya, how you doing? Good to have you along. Ah, classic Johnny Loughery.
Build you a house, a mansion on a hilltop, or a castle in the sky. With your architects and painters, you can shape it like a dome. But it still takes a woman to build you a home. These were the words my daddy spoke when I left Ireland. I never knew just what he meant, I didn't understand. And as the years went slowly by, it was then my wisdom grew, and I began to realize my daddy's words were true. It takes all kinds of man to build you a house, a mansion on a hilltop, or a castle in the sky. With your architects and painters, it like a dome. But it still takes a woman to build you a home. Now a woman's love is something that money cannot buy. No matter just how much you've got or how hard you try, when your daily work is done and you are all alone, it's lonely when there's no one there to welcome you home. It takes all kinds of man to build you a house, a mansion on a hilltop or a castle in the sky. With your architects and painters, you can shape it like a dome. But it still takes a woman to build you a home. And when you leave your mom and dad, remember what they say. You may search for fame and fortune in far America, no matter where you travel, how far you roam, it will still take a woman to build you a home. It takes all kinds of man to build you a house, a mansion on a hilltop or a castle in the sky. With your architects and painters, you can shape it like a doll, but it still takes a woman to build you a home. But it still takes a woman to build you a home.
Ah, classic song. Subpar composition for the late Johnny Loughrey. Still takes a woman to build you a home. How true it is. From the album Old Photographs from Back in Time. Moya Loftus, hi to you. Moya, this is great to have you with us. Hopefully that you're well. Irish Radio on this Saturday. Hopefully it finds you in good form and fine fettle. Today, back in 1935, John Taylor, a 16-year-old junior hockey player, was recognised in a local newspaper for his superior performance on the ice. He was the highest scorer in the league during the most recent season. Today, back in 1945, this was the day of a new American offensive in Japan. This is during World War II. And today, back in 1955, James Dean's first performance in a major film started as of this date. He starred in a movie entitled East of Eden, for which he had won an Academy Award nomination. Just some of the things that happened from today, back in the day. Today we say good morning to you. Cracking song this, Dee Morrissey, Ireland's Green Shore. Our latest release. Ah, Christ off there, latest release from Dee Morrissey. That's Ireland's Green Shore. Good one indeed. That's from Dee Morrissey, latest release from her. Irish Radio, it is. Very good morning. Hopefully you're well. Hopefully all going good. Lovely sound this. Cina Thiel together with Mae Walsh. This is their take on grace.
As we gather in the chapel here in Old Kilmainham Jail, I think about these past few weeks. Oh, they say we fail. From our school days, they have taught us we must yearn for liberty. Yet all I want in this dark place is to have you here with me. Oh, grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I most tired. Place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. Now I know it's hard for you, my love, to ever understand. Brave men and the love for this dear land. But when Parry called me to his side down in the GPO, I had to leave my own sick bed. To him I had to go. My thoughts will be of you, and I'll write some words upon the wall so everyone will know. I love so much that I could see his blood upon the rose. Oh, grace, just hold me in your moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I must die. With all my love I place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say.
I go on Cina Thiel, Maeve Walsh, lovely song, Grace, that's their take on us. Today back in 1956, in a hope to ease tensions in Cyprus, British authorities have ordered the deportation of the Greek Cypriot leader Archbishop Makarios. Instead of easing tensions in Cyprus, more violence broke out on the island, and Britain worked with him and other leaders over the next few years to achieve a peaceful settlement. In 1960, he became president and when Cyprus gained its independence. Today, back in 1962, an announcement was made regarding a meeting scheduled to discuss the future of the Brandon Packers manufacturing company. The company was soon to be bought out by another one. This is in Canada. Just some of the things that happened from today, back in the day. Today we say a very good morning to you. Brand new release from a gentleman from Belfast, Brendy Quinn. Brand new release from him, I'm at a crossroads.
I'm at the crossroads, looking back but leaning forward. It's true, the time never stands still. Once you're healthy, now you're ill. Laugh and smile as you go. The future is uncertain. None of us know when falls the curtain. In our wilder days, we're bewildered. In our later days, it's too late. We all grasp, not knowing our fate. Youth is spent listening to seers. Wisdom comes after many years. So smile as you go, if you can. Some say it's all mapped out, it's all God's plan. We all hope for heaven, do we live in hell? Make sure you're ready for the toll of the bell. We all hope for heaven as we lie in our bed. It will come soon if we think with our head. So smile as you go, if you can. Some say it's mapped out already, it's all God's plan. I'm at the crossroads, looking back but leaning forward. Time never stands still. No, time never stands still. I'm at the crossroads, looking back but leaning forward. Time never stands still. No, time never stands still.
There you go, last one from Brendy Quinn. Irish Radio, it is. Let's hope you're well. Hopefully that's all going good for today. On the way, Big Tom.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, telephone 020-8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, telephone 020-7639-3095. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6, telephone 020-7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday, open 6am to 6pm. Rye Lane, Peckham open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish Roasting Beef. Now stocking Limerick hams and cooked Limerick hams. Hart's Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
Keep your finger on the pulse on the latest Irish news, sport and entertainment by The Irish World every Wednesday. Visit us at theirishworld.com and become a fan on Facebook. Call 0208 453 7800 for more information. The team would love to hear from you.
Take the hassle out of moving with www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089 484 0140. Always reliable and trustworthy. whether you're moving from the UK to Ireland or Ireland to the UK or indeed anywhere in Europe, it must be www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Pre-clearance, customs paperwork guaranteed, fully insured. Be it a house removal, deliveries or a single item contact, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone this Irish number 089-484-0140. Personally procured move and agent supplied, Brexit certified. They will pack it, rack it and stack it. Full storage facilities available in Ireland. A service you can trust. www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089-484-0140. From the UK, it's 00353-89-484-0140. Email countytocountyremovals@gmail.com.
Hi everyone, DJ Liz Maddox here. Please join me for my exciting new show, Down a Country Lane, live every Thursday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. on irishradio.org.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org.
There's a place in County Galway, neath the skies of golden grey, close by the Manturk Mountains, where so often I did stray. And the little town of Clifton, I long to see once more, beside the broad Atlantic, on my Connemara shore. You can see the misty mountains when the heather's in full bloom, and the waters of Loch Carron close by the Hill of Doon. And the mountain streams that whisper through the valley of Kylemore, you join the salt sea waters on my Connemara shore. Connemara's lakes and mountains mean home sweet home to me, and the winding little country roads that journey to the sea. The shamrock and the heather I long to see once more, and the lovely Manturk Mountains on my Connemara shore. I'm off the 5-9 highway in the valley far below. There stands a lonely cottage where the old road used to go, and the whistle of the freight train has gone forevermore, that echoed through the mountains on my Connemara shore. Connemara's lakes and mountains mean home sweet home to me, and the winding little country roads that journey to the sea. The shamrock and the heather I long to see once more, and the lovely Manturk Mountains on my Connemara shore. The shamrock and the heather I long to see once more, and the lovely Manturk Mountains on my Connemara shore.
Ah, oh, Christ, oh, what a classic. Big Tom, my Connemara shore. Irish Radio is John Joe Shields and the Ramblers, appearing tonight at St Joseph's Club in Highgate. Should be a great night there, John Joe Shields and the Ramblers, St Joseph's in Highgate tonight. And Fahi, hi to you. Thank you very much indeed for the email, Michael Mangan. And I hope everyone is well and enjoyed the spring weather. Can we get a dedication played? A very happy Mother's Day to Sheila, Juanita, Carla and all of the mothers out there. Lots of love to you all, and thanks so much for all you do every day for us, and for being our trusted guides through life, and for being our truest friends for sure. Also, for yesterday, happy International Women's Day to all the ladies out there. Maybe be able to celebrate all the things you do each and every day for all of us. Lots of love and thanks to you all from Sheila, Michael and the Mangans of Wembley and across the world. Many thanks as ever. Looking forward to the great songs. All real pleasure, Sheila and Michael and all the Mangans, saying very happy Mother's Day for tomorrow, and happy International Women's Day. Special best wishes to you all. A lovely song, Jimmy Buckley, My Mother.
Every day I call my mother just to tell her that I love her. That's a thing I'm very proud to say, 'cause I'm so glad to have her. To me, she's like no other. She's the reason I'm the man you see today. How her heart was filled with joy when she saw her little boy. The first time that she held me in her arms. And from that moment on, she and Dad were both the ones who cared for me and kept me from all harm. So when you see your mother, tell her that you love her. Never wish to part. When this world it seems unfair, she's the one who's always there. My mother means the kindest loving heart. Since I've grown from boy to man, I've come to understand the love that lives within a mother's heart. That's why I call her every day, if I'm near or far away, for I know someday she and I must part. So always hold her dear as you count each passing year. Say you're sorry if you caused her pain or strife. And when it's your birthday, just call her up and say, thank you, Mom, for giving me the gift of life. So when you see your mother, tell her that you love her. Hold her like you never wish to part. When this world it seems unfair, she's the one who's always there. My mother means the kindest loving heart. When this world it seems unfair, she's the one who's always there. My mother means the kindest loving heart.
Ah, lovely, lovely song for all the mums. Happy Mother's Day for tomorrow. And hi to Sheila, Juanita, Carla and all the mothers out there. Lots of love to you all. coming in from Sheila and Bill Mangan, and happy International Women's Day for yesterday to all of the ladies. Thank you very much, Jean Christine, for the email. A bright and cold day in Harlington. Trust all is going well. Please play Daniel O'Donnell's Our House as a Home for my sister Rita and songbird Alice in Feltham. Rita may get a cab to mine this coming week, where no doubt I'll have the kettle on, a cuppa and bread pud waiting. Yeah, thanks as always. Happy Saturday from Christine and Ginger Tom and Charlie Pumpkin. Hi to you. Good to have you along. Rita, great to have you with us. Hopefully that you're well. Two in a row from Daniel O'Donnell, starting off with this one, Our House is a Home. And then Jennifer Walton for 40 Shades of Green. Take care.
There's always a fire in the kitchen. There's always a kettle on the boil. There's no fancy carpets or no telephone, but the one thing our house is a home. A stranger is always welcome, be it any time of night or day. So don't ever feel sad or lonesome, just call as you pass on your way. There's always a fire in the kitchen. There's always a kettle on the boil. There's no fancy carpets or no telephone, but the one thing our house is a home. It's seen many happy and sad times, but it still remains through it all. Though times may have changed all around it, there's still a word of welcome in the hall. There's always a fire in the kitchen. There's always a kettle on the boil. There's no fancy carpets or no telephone, but the one thing our house is a home. There's no fancy carpets or no telephone, but the one thing our house is a home.
The emerald of the sea, from the fishing boats at Dingle to the shores of Dunedee. I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skibbereen, the moorlands and the meadows, their 40 shades of green. But most of all I miss a girl in Tipperary town, and most of all I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to watch the farmers drain the bog and spit the turf, to see again the thatching of the straw the women gleam. I'd walk from Cork to Larne to see 40 shades of green. But most of all I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all I miss her lips, as soft as eiderdown. Again I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar, and there's 40 shades of green. Where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar, and there's 40 shades of green.
Hi, Jennifer Walton. Good to have you, Lord Jennifer. A rasp request from your son, Jeffrey. Daniel O'Donnell there, the 40 Shades of Green. Plus, Our House is a Home, very specially for Rita. Hi to you, Rita. Also, Songbird Alice in Feltham. Hi to you. Great to have you along. Hopefully that all is going well. Today, back in 1967, the only daughter of the Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin requested political asylum at the United States Embassy in India. She did enter the United States, married an American architect, gained US citizenship in 1970, but later on lived in England. And today, back in 1973, in a referendum in Northern Ireland over the future of the province, people vote to remain within the United Kingdom, but there was a boycott by the Roman Catholic population, which meant that only 59% of the population had taken part in the vote. Today, back in 1974, work on the 800-mile-long Alaska oil pipeline connecting oil fields in northern Alaska to the seaport at Valdez. It was completed in just over 2 years, in 1977, and transported 2 million barrels of oil per day. Now, that is a lot of oil. Latest release, Kieran Rosny. Me Owlsh Galarahat.
Regular lady dazzler is me old Scalara hat. Now Patsy heard me brag about the hat his father wore. No doubt it was a great cap in the merry days of yore, but now it's a little bit out of date, and let me tell you that it wouldn't hold a candle to me old Scalara hat. It was worn by me father at the patterns, wakes and fairs, when all the boys and pretty girls were sure to be all there. It was built 100 years ago, and never no worse for that. A regular lady dazzler is me old Scalara hat. While walking down the street one night, the royal house to see, sure all the boys in gold and hate came shouting after me. There goes the Duke of Jessburg, boys, and he's an aristocrat. The boys that didn't know me in me old Scalara hat. It was worn by me father at the patterns, wakes and fairs, when all the boys and pretty girls were sure to be all there. It was built 100 years ago, and never no worse for that. A regular lady dazzler is me old Scalara hat. Hey! The Queen of England just a week ago today, she shook me warmly by the hand and asked me home to stay. Harry Pets, says she, I'm glad to see you looking so fine and fat, when all the time she was staring at me old Scalara hat. It was worn by me father at the patterns, wakes and fairs, when all the boys and pretty girls were sure to be all there. It was built 100 years ago, and never no worse for that. A regular lady dazzler is me old Scalara hat. It was worn by me father at the patterns, wakes and fairs, when sticks and stones and broken bones came flying through the air. It was built 100 years ago, and devil no worse for that. A regular lady dazzler is me old Scalara hat. It was worn by me father at the patterns, wakes and fairs, when sticks and stones and broken bones came flying through the air. It was built 100 years ago, and devil no worse for that. A regular lady dazzler is me old Scalara hat. A regular lady dazzler is me old Scalara hat.
Ah, Christ, I've Kieran Rosny there. His take on the old Scalara hat. An old, old one from many, many moons ago. Very good morning. Great to have you along. Sean Gallagher, thanks for the email to wish Eamon Gallagher a very happy birthday. Eamon, happy birthday to you. Listen, have a absolutely cracking day. Happy birthday. As requested, this is Noel Cassidy, my old Sligo home.
Much
have I traveled, oh, many sights I have seen. Since I left my home in that island of green, from London to Boston, wherever I roam, I long to return to my old Sligo home. How joyful that good day that we all spend, as I walk by Glencairn, so happy and content. In hazelwood meadows I oft walk alone. May the scenes of contentment near my old Sligo home, for the bright lights of London are pretty to see, and the sidewalks of New York are so grand to me. I change it all, never more I'd roam, to take the road westward to my old Sligo home. You see Great Benbulben and the High Knock Gray, and the sun reclining o'er sweet Sligo Bay. Garifold River flows out to the foam, amidst the green hillsides near my old Sligo home. Farewell to that old home and the kind folks I knew. Every song a story, with hearts kind and true. Someday I'll wander back home across the foam, and take the road westward to my old Sligo home. For the bright lights of London are pretty to see, and the sidewalks of New York are so grand to me. I change it all, never more I'd roam, to take the road westward to my old Sligo home. To take the road westward to my old Sligo home.
Ah, Christ off there, my old Sligo home. Eamon, hi to you. Eamon, a very, very happy birthday for today. Eamon Gallagher, hope you have a good one. As requested from Sean, my old Sligo home. John Joe Shields, the Ramblers, appearing tonight, St. Joseph's Club in Highgate. This is John Joe and the Ramblers, snippet of the Lytic Fisher Band, taking us towards news. Thank you. George O'Shields and the Ramblers and the Lilting Fisherman. Irish Radio it is.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Weekend news roundup across Ireland. Northern Ireland First Minister Michelle O'Neill has apologised to the families of alleged informers who were killed by the IRA. It comes after PSNI Chief Constable and former Operation Canova lead John Butcher called for both the British government and the Republican leadership to apologise to the families of those who had lost loved ones suspected of being state agents during the Troubles. He made the call following the publishing of an interim Operation Canova report, which spent 7 years investigating the role of Freddie Scapitici, the IRA agent known as Steak Knife, and his British Army handlers. The Operation Canova report, which was published on Friday, found lives could have been saved by the intelligence he provided. A 35-year-old man who killed his wife because he believed she was possessed has been found not guilty of murder by reason of insanity. Diego Costa Silva killed his wife, Fabiola Compera de Campos Silva, in November of 2021. Psychiatrists for the defence and the prosecution agreed that he was suffering from a cannabis-induced psychotic disorder at the time. Mr. Costa Silva sobbed as the jury verdict was announced. A man and a woman have been jailed following a dog attack in County Wexford, which left a 9-year-old boy with serious facial injuries. The incident happened on 27th of November 2022 at the Fordlands estate in Enniscorthy. Karen Miller, with an address formerly at Fordlands in Enniscorthy, pleaded guilty at Wexford Circuit Court to two charges of endangerment in the relation to the attack and a separate attack on another child 4 days earlier on the 23rd of November 2022. Niall Byrne, also with an address formerly at Forgelands in Enniscorthy, pleaded guilty to the inhumane destruction of an animal. He also pleaded guilty to two counts of threatening to kill or cause serious harm. A man accused of phoning a bomb threat to the House of the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, has been found guilty. Michael Murray, age 52, formerly of Seafield Road, Killiney in Dublin, had pleaded not guilty to one count of knowingly making a false report giving rise to an apprehension for the safety of someone else while he was imprisoned in the Midlands prison in Portlaoise on the 7th of March 2021. Ireland's Competition Authority has carried out an unannounced inspection of Ryanair's offices in Dublin as part of an ongoing investigation by Italian counterparts into potential breaches of EU competition law. Counting is underway on the two referendum, which was held on Friday, on the issue of family and care. Early indications suggest that both will be defeated. A solicitor for the former RTE Director General Dee Forbes has said that she is not fit or able to engage with the Oireachtas Committee on Media. In a short letter to the committee, her solicitor said that Ms. Forbes is under active medical care and that further medical information to confirm that she is unfit to participate in the process at this time can be provided with the requirement that it be kept confidential. A man has been arrested on suspicion of murder after the death of a man in West Belfast on Wednesday night, police have said. PSNI detectives began a murder investigation after the man was found seriously injured in the Cooper Street area. Irish Revenue officers seized around 7.3 million cigarettes at the Port of Cork. Cigarettes worth an estimated €6.1 million were found in an unaccompanied trailer that had arrived from Seeburger in Belgium. Northern Ireland's Education Minister and DUP MLA Paul Given has said that he will be a minister for all, including advocating for the Irish language sector. Mr. Given said made the first visit to an Irish medium school where he partook in a ceilidh dancing with the pupils of Gaelscoil Éadan Rua in Dungannon in County Tyrone. The Criminal Assets Bureau has confiscated a drug dealer's home in Cabra in Dublin. The house at 61 Killala Road was taken from Christopher Waldron after the CAB established in court that it was bought with money earned from the sale and supply of drugs in the area. The Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has told the World Police Summit in Dubai he was embarrassed to say that the Kinahan crime cartel, which he said had a wealth of more than €1 billion, had begun as a small crime group in Dublin in the 1980s. The legacy of two women was celebrated on International Women's Day with the unveiling of new statues at Belfast City Hall. Crowds gathered in the grounds of the City Hall on Friday afternoon as actors in period costumes spoke of social events and campaigners Mary Ann McCracken and Winifred McCrory. Statues were unveiled. And finally, the Irish Wolfhound is to feature prominently in a redesigned Irish passport. The Department of Foreign Affairs said that the dog was the most popular animal chosen by public consultation for the next generation passport design due next year. Its image will be included as well as updated security features. And that's it, just some of the news stories across Ireland for this weekend.
I drove a Morris Minor back in 1964, and I've danced in every ballroom from Salt Hill to Temple Moor. My hair oil days have come and gone, but I have no regrets. Listoon Varna, here I come, there's life in the old dog yet.
There's life in the old dog yet, me boys, there's life in the old dog yet. Listoon Varna, here I come, there's life in the old dog yet.
We thought Maggie Lynch would be left sitting on the fence, but say that she kissed many a toad before she kissed the prince. But she had a plan, she'd got a man, she joined the new jet set. For his old and grey, she'd have to say, there's life in the old dog yet.
There's life in the old dog yet, me boys, there's life in the old dog yet. For his old and grey, she'd have to say, there's life in the old dog yet.
I met Nurse Maloney one night in the Bonhomme, and I asked her back to Spanish Point to view the scenery. So we hopped into me four-wheel drive as up the road we sped. Hurrah for Kilnascully, boys, there's life in the old dog yet.
There's life in the old dog yet, me boys, there's life in the old dog yet. Hurrah for Kilnascully, boys, there's life in the old dog yet.
That's fucking right.
God be with the good old days, I've heard the people say. But for old soldiers like myself, they've never gone away. I'll throw me hat into the ring, and the bad times I'll forget. And I'll bang me drum till kingdom come.
There's life in the old dog yet. There's life in the old dog yet, you boys. There's life in the old dog yet. I'll bang me drum till kingdom come. There's life in the old dog yet.
It's not the hen that shouts the loudest, lays the largest egg, nor the mule that kicks the hardest, boys, that wears the longest leg.
So pack your sack and hit the track, and you'll find your star, I'll bet. And keep her going till the cows come home, for there's life in the old dog yet.
There's life in the old dog yet, me boys, there's life in the old dog yet. Keep her going till the cows come home, there's life in the old dog yet. Oh, there's life in the old dog yet, me boys, there's life in the old dog yet. Keep her going till the cows come home, there's life in the old dog yet.
Ah, Christ of Hay, there's life in the old dog yet. That's P.J. Murray, Seamus Moore, Donal Codooling, Colin Galloway there as well. Life of the Old Dog Yet. Simon Foster, just for you. Good to have you along. Hi, Bridget Craig-Smith. Wishing Ireland good luck at the big match later on. Phyllis McSweeney, how are you doing, Phyllis? Good to have you with us. Hopefully that life is going well for you in East London. Liz Maddox, how are you doing, Liz? You join Liz every Monday evening, also every Wednesday. On the way at 1 o'clock today, Gerald Bryan in for Terry. Bridget Quinn, good to have you along. Hopefully that all is going well for you for today. John Finbar, how you doing, John? Good to have you along. Hopefully that life is going well. Today, back in 1976, a steel line supporting a cable car snaps at a ski resort in Italy. Today in 1977, searchers were working hard to rescue people after an earthquake in Romania. And today in 1980, Jordan peace talks continued. Today in 1997, a rapper known as Notorious B.I.G., Christopher Wallace, was shot dead in a drive-by shooting while sitting at a traffic light in Los Angeles. This murder was thought to be brought upon by a rift between rival rappers from both the East and the West Coast. Notorious B.I.G. was killed only a few weeks before his latest album, entitled Life After Death, was scheduled to be released. A similar incident occurred in Los Angeles only 6 months prior, with rapper Tupac Shakur killed in a drive-by shooting. just some of the things that happened from today back in the day. Mary Rose has requested Tom Amora, Danielle Fight to you. Oh, with the big match happening. This is Mary Rose, great version of Ireland's Call, Love. So Mary Rose, Ireland's Call, crikey one indeed. Good luck to Ireland in the big match. Hi Tom, today from Mora, good to have you along. Gerard O'Brien on the way at one. John Joe Shields, the Ramblers, appearing tonight in St. Joseph's Club in Highgate. Irish Radio it is. Today back in 1998, fighting continued in the Serbian province of Kosovo, as Kosovo continued to fight for independence from Serbia. And today, in 2004, John Allen Muhammad was sentenced to death in Virginia for the murder of Dean Harold Mayers in Prince William County, Virginia, as part of the so-called 2002 Beltway sniper attacks. 10 people over 8 states died in those shootings. Just some of the things that happened from today back in the day. Latest release, good one it is, a song written about her son being bullied, Mary Bates, Brighter Than They Say.
In a little town where dreams are born, lived a boy whose spirit torn. Teacher said you're not so bright, but in his heart he knew she wasn't right. In the classroom he felt so small, drowning in words that made him fall. But deep inside a fire burned, a thirst for knowledge, a lesson learned. Shine, little star, don't you fade away. You're smart. they're not defied by what they see. Believe yourself and you'll be free. Shine, little star, don't you fade away. You're smarter than the words they say. Hold your head up, let your light glow, and your heart the truth will always show. As years went by, he proved them wrong. Broke through the doubts, emerged so strong. Teachers' remarks, his words in the past, for he found his worth and forever last. Through every challenge he stood tall, proving wrong the ones who watched him fall. No more whispers of doubt, no more pain. In his own journey he found his gain. Now he's a beacon, a guiding flame, igniting others to do the same. Teachers was lost in the melody of a song he sings in victory. Shine, little star, don't you fade away. You're smarter than the words they say. Hold your head up, let your light glow, and your heart the truth will always show. Shine, little star, don't you fade away. You're smarter than the words they say. Hold your head up, let your light glow, and your heart the truth will always show. And your heart the truth will always show.
Let's release Merry Mates there, brighter than they say. Irish Radio it is, this Saturday to the Saturday afternoon. John Finbar says, loving the music, wishing all the mothers a lovely weekend and a very, very happy Mother's Day to you all. Larry O'Leary, thank you indeed for the email. Good to see the sunshine this morning. Hope everyone is able to enjoy it. Just a reminder, it's only a couple of days left to go for this week's club lottery. For as little as a fiver, you could win the jackpot of £3,000 and two Lucky Dip prizes, each of the club's iconic St. Patrick's Day jersey. Play through Club Force anytime up until 8 p.m. on Monday. All details are on our Facebook page. We're all geared up now for the parade on Sunday the 17th. Hope to see you all there. That's from Larry O'Leary from the Father Murphy's Camogie and Ladies Football Club in London. The Council of Irish Counties Association London. Come and join us at our St. Patrick's Gathering, which takes place on Saturday, March the 16th at the Masonite Social Club Kilburn from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Live music is by the Bannerman with a raffle on the night with special prizes. Dress code is wear something green. All proceeds will be in aid of the Council of Irish Counties Association Welfare Fund. Tickets are £10 and are available by contacting Chairperson Marie the List on an 07802 454 978 or the Secretary John Giltonen on 07956 855 957. Big night happening on the 16th. By the way, on the 16th of March, there's a big night in the Shamrock Club, Ridgeway, Welling Garden City. It's yours truly, plus Stephen Smith and the band. There'll be a display of Irish dancing and all the rest. There's a big St. Patrick's dance that's happening in the Shamrock Club, Welling Garden City, on Saturday night, 16th. Yours truly, plus Stephen Smith, plus display of Irish dancing. Yeah. Got one of the Simon Peters. Oh, Fishing Forever.
Five stuff's about to drag me down, and I don't like to fight the traffic in and out of town. But when you're chained to a job, it can really be a grind. Everybody needs a little relief, a place they can go to unwind. I was just wishing I could go fishing forever. Grab my old cane pole, head down to the pole on the river. Leave
my worries behind. Grab a little peace of mind. Things will be a whole lot better. I was just wishing I could go fishing forever. Well, the boss man wants me to work again this weekend, but I can think of better ways that my time could be spent. But I need all the money that I can lay my hands on. I can't wait to get back on the lake and pull me in a big one. I was just wishing I could go fishing forever. Grab my old cane pole, head down to the pole on the river. Leave my worries behind, grab a little peace of mind. Things would be a whole lot better. I was just wishing I could go fishing forever.
Of Simon Peters and Fishing Forever. Good to have you along. Afternoon for this Saturday. Today in 2009, President Barack Obama lifted restrictions on federal funding for stem cell research. Today in 2010, a Pennsylvania woman was charged with terror offences. Colleen LaRosa, known as Fatima LaRosa or Jihad Jane, was arrested in Philadelphia. Today in 2011, in the USA, Illinois abolishes the death penalty. And today in 2012, the wife of a man in the US state of Washington uncovered her husband's bigamy after a Facebook feature exposed her husband's other wife. The second wife was featured in a People You May Know section of the woman's Facebook feed. The couple had been estranged but not legally divorced. And the woman saw wedding pictures of her husband and a new wife on the social media network. One of the earliest cases of that. Good afternoon to you. John Troshie's The Ramblers tonight at Joseph's Club in Highgate.
Live from London on Global Irish Radio, you're listening to the voice of London Irish, Gerry Byrne. Streaming live on irishradio.org and now also on globalirishradio.com.
Hi everyone, it's Olivia Douglas here and you're listening to Gerry Byrne on Irish Radio.
This is the latest release from Olivia Douglas and England's Motorway.
Tell you what to do. Undress yourself and get into bed, and a tale I'll tell to you. It's all about your daddy. He's a man you seldom see, for he's high
That's a good one. Latest release from Olivia Douglas, England's Motorways. Today, back in 2013, polls in Malta closed after the general election was a high turnout, and experts expected that the Nationalist Party, which had been in power for 15 years, might be losing its grip on voters despite economic success. Today in 2014, a migrant boat carrying African migrant workers sunk off the coast of Yemen. 42 people drowned, at least 30 people were saved by the Yemeni naval patrol. Unfortunately, not the last tragedy that happened in the area. Did you know the triangle took nearly 100 years to become a popular orchestral instrument? And the very first computer virus ever created was called Creeper. That was back in 1971, as far back as then. Shortly after this virus was created, Reaper was actually created as the world's first antivirus. Just shows you.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, telephone 020-8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, telephone 020-7639-3095. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6, telephone 020-7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday, open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Rye Lane, Peckham, open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish roasting beef. Now stocking Limerick hams and cooked Limerick hams. Hart's Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
Keep your finger on the pulse on the latest Irish news, sport and entertainment by The Irish World every Wednesday. Visit us at theirishworld.com and become a fan on Facebook. Call 0208 453 7800 for more information. The team would love to hear from you.
Take the hassle out of moving with www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089 484 0140. Always reliable and trustworthy. Whether you're moving from the UK to Ireland or Ireland to the UK or indeed anywhere in Europe, it must be www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Pre-clearance, customs paperwork guaranteed, fully insured. Be it a house removal, deliveries or a single item contact, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone this Irish number 089-484-0140. Personally procured move and agent supplied, Brexit certified. They will pack it, rack it and stack it. Full storage facilities available in Ireland. A service you can trust, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089-484-0140. From the UK, it's 00353-89-484-0140. Email countytocountyremovals@gmail.com.
Hi everyone, DJ Liz Maddox here. Please join me for my exciting new show, Down a Country Lane, live every Thursday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. on irishradio.org.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org.
I can borrow, give the landlord all the news, the rent comes due tomorrow. Lots of money in the bank, they say that's where they keep it. Not only wouldn't they lend me some, they wouldn't let me see it. So take away the old banjo, keep that guitar strumming. Put more water in the soup, there's better times coming. Butterfly, only I will
better. I didn't kiss that Mary Lou but once, and then I had to leave her. She made my collar get so tight, I start to burn my fever. So pack away the old banjo, keep that guitar strumming. Put more water in the soup, it's better times coming, yeah. Chasing him, he just kept getting thinner. He nearly ran himself to death, so I brought him in for dinner. The cotton crops are mighty poor, the weeds are surely growing. I need a woman pretty fast to help me with the home. So pick away the old banjo, get that guitar strumming. Put more water in the soup, there's better times are coming. So pick away the old banjo, keep that guitar strumming. Put more water in the soup, there's better times are coming.
Ah, Christ off there. Hey, better times coming. Derek Ryan, cracking song that. Irish Radio, good news. Strophic Chacho Shields or Ambers tonight, St. Joseph's Club in Highgate. The earliest mention of the mythical creature, the unicorn, dates back as far as 2700 BC in Asia and was described as a creature of great power and wisdom. The oldest webcam stream online today is in San Francisco, the San Francisco Fog Cam. It's been in operation since 1994. Oh, that's one long time. I'll crack him on this. Mervyn Owens, the Gallant John Joe.
In the month of November, on a cold, stormy day, I left my old home and the town went my way. I met with a young man on the road I did go, and he told me the news of the death of John Joe. John Joe O'Reilly has left us behind. He was called by the Lord to his faithful and kind. He brought into heaven a proud man to show. A true son of Brittany was a gallant John Joe. Brave man O'Reilly, proud is your name. You've reared many sons of great honor and fame, but not even the princes of long, long ago could compare with our sportsman, the gallant John Joe. He led Cavan to victory on that memorable day, in the final against Kerry in New York far away, and the next year in Crow Park where the boys beat Mayo. Once again they were led by our gallant John Joe. His record's a proud one without blemish or stain, from he played his first football with fame, corn of fame, till he laid in his cold grave where the wildflowers grow. A true son of Breffni was a gallant John Joe. Each corner of Breffni, the sorrow and pain, such a true heart of sportsman we'll ne'er see again. Young players may come and old players may go, but there'll never be another like a gallant John Joe. Young players may come and old players may go, but there'll never be another like a gallant John Joe.
Ah, classic stuff. That's Mervyn Owens, the gallant John Joe. Hi, Phyllis. Good to have you along. Cracky song that is. Did you know that Doggerland is an area of land which connected Britain to continental Europe? It was flooded by rising sea levels between 6,500 and 6,200 BC, turning Britain into an island. There you go, just some of the interesting little things. Cracking one, this Malcolm Fisher, Rome Malcolm. Don't forget you can catch him here 1 until 3 every Tuesday and Wednesday. This is his latest offering, Hold On Hearts and Wedding Bells.
Well, gather round, folks, it's a tale to be told about a love so strong, a sight to behold. Out in the country where wildflowers grow, two hearts come together ready to sow. They're dancing in the barn under the starry sky. A love so sweet it makes you high. With cowboy boots and dresses so fine, they're tying a knot neath that old oak sign. Hold down hearts and wedding bells, laughing and dancing oh so swell. The fiddles playing and banjos strumming, two souls uniting, their journey's begun. She walked on the aisle in a gown of lace, a smile on her lips, a blush on her face. He stood there waiting, his heart full of pride, ready to make her his forever bride. They're dancing in the barn under the moon's embrace. A love so true it shines on their face. With laughter and joy and friends all around, they're building a life on solid ground. Hold down hearts and wedding bells, laughing and dancing oh so swell. The fiddles playing and banjos strumming, two souls uniting, the journey's begun. Now the years have gone by, but their love's still aglow. Through ups and downs they continue to grow. With a family of their own and memories to share, they know that together they can conquer and dare. They're dancing in the barn as the years roll on. A love so enduring like the break of dawn. With wrinkles and laughter they've weathered life's gale. Their love's like a classic, an old country tale. Hold down hearts and wedding bells, laughing and dancing oh so swell. The fiddles playing and banjos strumming, two souls uniting, their journey's begun. Two souls uniting, their journey's begun.
Ah, quite soft there. Malcolm Fisher, Hold On Hearts and Wedding Bells. Good one it is too. Irish Radio, good afternoon to you. Hopefully that all is going well for today. Louise Morrissey, her latest offering. Ah, just in case. our crack all there. Hey, just in case you changed your mind, listeners, coming in from Louise Morrissey. Ah, great one, this. Sometimes called the Immigrant Tale of Galway John, Declan Erney.
I was sitting on a bar stool downtown the other day when I said hello to this old man to pass the time away. He told me he was Irish and his accent rang a bell. He was from the place in Galway that I knew quite well. I bought a drink, he reminisced. He said his name was John and he hadn't been back since he left in 1961. The years just seemed to roll away as he stepped down memory lane, and I couldn't bring myself to tell him things were not the same. How do you tell an old man who's lonely and alone that the old days are just memories and gone forevermore? It doesn't matter when you left or just how far you roam, that little island over there will always be your home. When he was young, he asked about a lot of folk. They were mostly dead and gone. He could not erase those childhood days and fun-filled starry nights and the close-knit family circle whose memory burned bright. I shook his hand to say goodbye. I had to catch a plane and it hurt to see his shoulders stoop, his eyes fill up with tin. He said I'd never see again the moon on Galway Bay, but tell them all you talked to John, everything's okay. How do you tell an old man who's lonely and alone that the old days are just memories and gone forevermore? It doesn't matter when you left or just how far you roam, that little island over there will always be your home. It doesn't matter when you left or just how far you roam, that little island over there will always be your home.
Ah, Christ off there. Galway John, a song was called The Immigrant. Good one indeed, that's from Declan Erney. Irish Radio, it is. Very, very good afternoon to you. Hopefully you're well. Ger O'Brien in at 1 o'clock today, in for Terry. Did you know that the world's oldest wooden wheel has been around for more than 5,000 years? It was found in 2002, about 12 miles south of the capital of Slovenia. It's now housed in the City Museum. Radiocarbon dating was used to determine the wheel's age, which was somewhere between 5,100 and 5,350 years old. Now that is one old wheel. Nathan Carter.
Mississippi, I'll swim it down to the delta and back again.
If you love somebody,
you do anything.
If you love somebody,
jump up and sing. If there ain't no limit to the things you do,
if you love somebody
the way that I do you. Get a ladder, a cheap guitar, I'll serenade you under the stars. Scream and shout, make a scene, tell the whole world you're the girl of my dreams.
If you love somebody,
you do anything.
If you love somebody,
jump up and sing. With the ring, no limit to the things you do.
If you love somebody
the way that I do you. Ooh, send me down the river with my soul on fire. Seem a little
your love through. There is no limit to the things you do if you love somebody the way that I do you.
Latest release from the album Music Man's latest album, Nathan Carter there. And when you love somebody.
I wander today to the hills, Maggie, to watch the scene below. The creek and the creaking old mill, Maggie, as we used to long, long ago. The green grove is gone from the hills, Maggie, where first the daisies sprung. The creaking old mill is still Maggie, since you and I were young. Oh, they say that I'm feeble with age, Maggie, my steps are much slower than them. My face is a well-written page, Maggie, and time all alone was the pen. They say we have outlived our time, Maggie, as dated as songs that we've sung. But to me, you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when and I were young. They say we have vowed our time, Maggie, as dated as songs that we've sung. But to me, you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when you and I were young. When I were young.
Ah, Christ, so Foster and Allen, classic, huge success for them. Maggie, hi Lorraine Kennedy and Flynn and Brown, how you doing? It's lovely to have you along, hopefully you're going well for this Saturday. Seamus Moore, ah, the Internet Highway.
All alone on 20 acres just outside Charlestown, farming was improving, but the ladies let him down. Someone told him about Facebook and finding friends online, a computer and a broadband, and be japers, he'd be fine. Then he organised a password and a username. The username was lonely and the password is I'm game. He logged on every morning, afternoon and night, 15 friends and growing, and the future's looking bright. He's updating his status, 100 times a day. He's on the chat to women 1,000 miles away. Sure, he's poking, posting, sharing and befriending all the way. Sure, he's had no life at all before the internet highway. His profile, it was sketchy, no info there at all. His interest was in music, women and football. He thought, what else can I do to make myself a hit? So he changed his cover photo to a picture of Brad Pitt. He liked the post of a young man who wanted someone mature. He posted on her timeline that he felt insecure. She said to open up the chat so they could talk some more. He befriended her when he found out that she was 94. He's updating his status 100 times a day. He's on the chat to women 1,000 miles away. Sure, he's poking, posting, sharing and befriending all the way. Sure, he's had no life at all before the internet highway. After several private messages, he thought he'd met the one. After he liked her status, the flirting had begun. She said she'd like to meet up. He thought be japers and sound. He was about to pop the question when the internet went down. He's updating his status 100 times a day, and he's on the chat to women 1,000 miles away. He's poking, posting, sharing and befriending all the way. He's had no life at all before the internet highway. He's poking, posting, sharing and befriending all the way. He had no life at all before the internet highway. Sure, there was no life at all before the internet highway.
Ah, Christ of the Internet Highway, Seamus Moore, Anthony Murphy, Tony, how are you doing? Good to have you along. Hi, Don Shepherdson, good to have you with us. Hopefully you have Heather along somewhere as well. John Joe Shields, the Ramblers, tonight in St. Joseph's Club in Highgate in London. On the way, it's Ger O'Brien. I'm back tomorrow. Don't forget, vote for your favourite three songs. Anytime up until 3 o'clock today, click on the link on my Facebook page, Irish Radio Facebook page, Ger O'Brien's Facebook page, or click on the website. Vote for your favourite three songs. New charts starting tomorrow. I'll be doing the charts. I'm back tomorrow, 11. Ah, cracking song, leaving you this one. It's Patrick Feeney and Droy, Little Men in the Ashes, Slawmo.
There's a man down the road and he needs a boat, and he's thinking of heading for London. He's lost his job, he's stuck for a bump, but there's no use in grumbling. He called today, asked him, what would you say? I was thinking of emigrating. And I know that you have been there too, could you help my situation? Well, I said, it's true that you're 52 and you never passed in the Steinman. Where would you be going this time of your life without a bell on your bicycle? You'd miss the caddies in the hall, the dog and the pile of lasses. You'd be better off sitting at home by the fire, drawing little men in the ashes. Living in the smoke, it isn't a joke, for the times they are a-changing. From Pakistan to far Japan, sure they come from every nation. There's Jews and Muslims, Quakers too, Shiites and neo-fascists. You'd be better off sitting at home by the fire, drawing little men in the ashes. You'd miss the caddies in the hall, the dog and the piebald lasses. You'd be better off sitting at home by the fire, drawing little men in the ashes.